you're going to get a chance to learn more about the show and hear just a brilliant chorus and brilliant music, and learn more about The Sorcerer, which is coming up. It opens on October 21st at a new location this time around, and we'll talk a little bit about that. It's the Greater Pittsburgh Masonic Center in Ross Township, October 21st through October 30th. Join me now as we welcome the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts.
Constance, my daughter, why this strange depression? The village rings with seasonable joy because the young and amiable Alexis, heir to the great Sir Marmaduke Poindexter, is plighted to Aline. The only daughter of Annabella, Lady Sangazor. You alone are sad and out of spirits. What is the reason? Speak, my daughter, speak. Complexion from red to white should change in quick succession, and then from white to red, oh, take no notice if my poor limb should turn. Thank you.
want. In a moment, I'm going to talk with Lynette a bit about the musical. Let's meet the person who just sung. That was beautiful. Can you introduce yourself and also tell us a bit about what you just sung?
Sure. My name is Tiffany Myers, and I'm playing Constance in The Sorcerer. And I just sang When He's Here. So at this point, it's kind of her intro, aria, and recitative. And at this point, she is beside herself with grief and sadness because Dr. Daly does not love her.
No matter what the setting or what the century, there's always a storyline kind of like that. I like your earrings. I know it's radio, but are those pennies with notes cut out of them? They're about the size of pennies, and they have quarter notes.
Yeah, they're called coin jewelry, so they have a little eighth note in them.
Yes. Oh, yeah, there is a flag on that. I missed it. Very nice. Very nice. Let's go to Lynette now. Lynette Garland, thank you. You know, I was looking for you, and I'm thinking, where's Lynette? I can't find her anywhere. And it's because she's in the pit playing music. I didn't realize you were doing that until I finally found you.
I do that. Actually, I've been doing it since 1992 in this orchestra.
All the time she's been here, she's been helping me to tell the story. What do we need to know? You want to talk? Well, let me just ask Lynette. You're opening up October 21st.
We are. We're opening up October 21st, and it runs for 2 weekends. It's a really fun show, good for a pre-Halloween kind of thing. It has a lot of spooky music in it and a sorcerer and other magical things. So,
What impeccable timing to have a show called The Sorcerer in the month of October.
It is perfect timing, I think.
I wonder, how did that happen? So who's this over here?
This is Brady Collins. He's our director.
Wonderful. Let's meet you, Brady. And can you tell me a little bit about yourself and then about the Savoy Arts and about the show?
Yeah. So my name is Brady, and I am the stage director for this show. I'm also a singer, which is how I got into opera stage direction. And I was Edith in Pirates of Penzance, so that is how I got involved with the Savoy Arts. We are a Gilbert and Sullivan company. And we focus mainly on those works. So The Sorcerer is one of the early works by Gilbert and Sullivan, and it really helped canonize a lot of the elements of musical theater that we see today. And this plot takes place, so it is the day of Aline and Alexis's betrothal, and they are very in love. However, there is some discontentment among the villagers, as we just witnessed. Constance is pining over Dr. Daly, and pretty soon we'll witness that Dr. Daly thinks that he is just too old to find love anymore, and his best years are past him, although that's not quite true, as Constance is in love with him. So.
Oh, my goodness. So what are we about to hear next?
Yeah, so we're about to hear Dr. Daly. He is going to sing about that very thing.
Dr. Daly, take it away. The Pittsburgh Savoy Arts here on the Saturday Light Brigade Live.
Time was when love and I were well acquainted. Time was when we walked ever hand in hand. A saintly youth with worldly thought untainted, none better loved than I in all the land. Time was when maidens of the noblest station, forsaking even military men, would gaze upon me wrapped in adoration. Ah me, I was a fair young curate then. Thank you.
had I a headache, sighed the maids assembled. Had I a cold, welled forth a silent tear. Did I look pale, then half a pettis trembled, and when I coughed, all thought the end was near. I had no care, no jealous doubts hung o'er me, for I was loved beyond all other men. Fled gilded dukes and belted earls before me, me. I was a pale young curate then.
Let's quickly meet each of you.
Hi, I'm Alex Falaciccio. I'm playing Dr. Daly. This is, I think, my 10th show with the Savoy Arts. So,
I'm Logan Newman. I am the other Dr. Daly, and this is my 3rd show. And it's a wonderful organization and a great show, so do come see.
Thanks for that. We have so many moving parts here today. You sound wonderful in this space. We've never had the Savoy Arts out in our large space today. Everybody sounds great. So Brady, what is going to happen now?
Yeah, so now we have our very sweet Aline. It's the day of her betrothal to Alexis. She's sort of the town darling. The choices that Karen Crozier, who's playing Aline, and I made with her character really highlight her virtue and likability. And when she sings this aria, she is on stage surrounded by female villagers, both the upper class ladies and the lower class ladies. And with them, she's sharing her anticipation and excitement over marrying Alexis and really just reveling in this moment with them.
Never to part.
wonderful that was. Anything you'd like to say? Just I'd like to be sure people know who you are.
Okay, sure. My name's Karen Greco. I think this is my fifth, possibly sixth show with the Savoy Arts. And I've really, really loved working with Brady and all these wonderful people and this fabulous orchestra. So come see the show.
It's so wonderful. Thank you. You were great. So wonderful to have the orchestra here. And also, Lynette.
I just wanted to mention, this is not the full orchestra. This is about a quarter of the orchestra.
You anticipated one of my questions. Thank you for doing that. So there are exactly 36. Well, there's 9 here today. But no, thank you, Lynette, for letting me know. I was thinking just now, you know, we're still 2 weeks away from opening night, 13 days away from opening night. It already sounds amazing. I'm sure you're still working and rehearsing, and we're so honored to have you here in advance. Brady, what is next? And I want to be sure we introduce the performers, too.
Yeah, so up next, we have Sir Marmaduke Poindexter and Lady Sangajur. And interestingly enough, they are Aline's mother and Alexis's father. And they were once an item way back in the day, if you will. So in this love duet, Sir Marmaduke and Lady Sangajur rekindle their courtship.
Welcome joy, adieu to sadness, as Aurora gilds the day. So those eyes, twin orbs of gladness, chase the clouds of care away. Irresistible incentive bids me humbly kiss your hand. I'm your servant, most attentive, most attentive to command. Wild with adoration, mad with fascination, to indulge my lamentation, no occasion do I miss. Goaded to distraction by maddening inaction, I find some satisfaction in a apostrophe like this. Sangajur immortal, Sangajur divine, welcome to my portal, angel, oh be mine. Immortal, divine, angel, oh be mine. Irresistible incentive bids me humbly kiss your hand. I'm your servant, most attentive, most attentive to command.
Sir, I thank you most politely for your graceful courtesy. Compliment more truly knightly never yet was paid to me. Chivalry's an ingredient sadly lacking in our land. Sir, I am your most obedient, most obedient to command. Wild with adoration, mad with fascination, to indulge my lamentation, no occasion do I miss. Goaded to distraction, with maddening inaction, I find some satisfaction in apostrophe like this. Marmaduke immortal, Marmaduke divine, take me to thy portal, loved one, oh be mine. Immortal, divine, loved one, oh be mine.
Why with adoration, mad with fascination, to indulge my lamentation, no occasion do I miss. You're most obedient.
What a duet. And let's just get your names really quickly.
I'm Bob Harold. I've been singing with the Savoyards roughly 8 different productions and have a lot of fun.
I'm Sally Denmead. I started out as a soprano in this company, and now I'm working my way to the mezzo roles, and it's been great fun.
It was really fun to watch the two of you. They have really great chemistry as they do that. So Brady is here to guide us through the production. It opens October 21st, and I did mention there is a new location. Can we talk about that a bit?
Yeah, so we're going to be at the Greater Masonic Center of Pittsburgh this time around. It's right on Cemetery Lane in the North Hills. It's a nice, big, beautiful space with a great acoustic, and we're really excited to be there.
Easy to get to Cemetery Lane, too. It's off of the Parkway North, and it should be a great venue for you. And the show opens October 21st. And we've linked to the Pittsburgh Savoyards website where you can see tickets. And I have a feeling it's going to be important to get them early because this looks like a great show. It runs through the 30th on Fridays, Saturdays.
And Sundays, yes.
Yeah. So what's next?
So we then have the signing of the marriage contracts between an Aline and Alexis, and you would think that all is sorted and there is cause for a really joyous celebration. However, right after this number, Alexis has other plans in mind that we will get to.
All is prepared for sailing and for signing. Contract has been drafted as agreed.
All is prepared for sealing and for signing. The contract has been drafted as agreed.
Approach the table, all ye lovers pining, with hand and seal. Now execute the deed.
Go to the next scene.
Great. So Alexis, right after this, shares with Aline that he has this grand idea that love should surpass any barrier of age, rank, beauty, or social status. Aline agrees that those are such noble principles, and she believes she really has this purely good, idealistic man. However, he hatches a plan to hire a sorcerer in order to deliver a love potion to the entire village. And when each villager takes this love potion, they wake up to find themselves in love with the first person they lay their eyes upon. Aline heavily protests to this. She's a good Christian woman and thinks using a sorcerer and sort of playing God is sort of wicked, and Alexis does as he wishes anyhow. In this next tune, our sorcerer introduces himself in a rather famous Gilbert and Sullivan patter song, "My Name is John Wellington Wells."
Thank you.
name is John Wellington Wells. I'm a dealer in magic and spells, in blessings and curses and ever-filled purses, in prophecies, witches and elves. If you want a proud foe to make tracks, if you'd melt a rich uncle in wax, you've but to look in on the resident in number 70 Simmery Hacks. We've a first-rate assortment of magic, and for raising a posthumous shade, with effects that are comic or tragic, there's no cheaper house in the trade. La Filter, we've quantities of it, and for knowledge if anyone bears, we're keeping a very small profit, a profit who brings us unbounded returns. For he can prophesy with a wink of a sigh, peep with security into futurity, sum up your history, clear up a mystery, humor proclivity, for a nativity, for a nativity. Here's answers oracular, bogey spectacular, tetrapods tragical, mirrors so magical, facts astronomical, solemn or comical, and if you want it, he makes a reduction for taking a quantity. Oh! If anyone anything lacks, he'll find it already in stacks, if you only look in on the resident gin number 70, Simmery X. He can raise you host of ghosts, and that without reflectors, and creepy things with wings, and gaunt and grisly specters. He can fill the crowds with shrouds, and horrify you vastly. He can rack your brains with chains, and gibberings grim and ghastly. Then view planet, he changed organity with an urbanity full of satanity, vexes humanity with an inanity fatal to vanity, driving your foes to the verge of insanity. Barring tautology, in demonology, electrobiology, mystic dosology, spirit philology, high class astrology, such is his knowledge, he isn't the man to require an apology. Oh! My name is John Wellington Wells. I'm a dealer in magic and spells, in blessings and curses, I never felt purses, in prophecies, witches and elves. And if anyone anything lacks, he'll find it already in stacks, if you only look in on the resident gene number 70, Simmery X.
And next, and we'll introduce all of the performers, I think, as many as we can afterwards. I want to be sure we get as much in as we can.
Great. So after this potion is distributed, the results are absolutely hilarious, and the matches are quite wild, and Alexis even admits it's not quite what he would have wished. Sir Marmaduke and Lady Sangajar are even split up after they fall in love with others, which results in the most hilarious result of all of the potion. Lady Sangajar falls in love with the sorcerer, Wells. However, he does not love her because he has not taken the potion himself.
I have wrought much evil with my spells, and ill I can't undo. This is too bad of you, J.W. Wells. What wrong have they done you? And see, another lovelorn lady comes. Alas, poor stricken dame. A gentle pensiveness her life benumbs, and mine alone the blame.
Alas, ah me, and well-a-day, I sigh for love, and well I may, for I am very old and gray. But stay, what is this fairy form I see before me?
Oh, horrible, she's going to adore me. This last catastrophe is overpowering.
Why do you gaze at me with visage lowering? For pity's sake, recoil not thus from me.
My lady, leave me. This can never be. Hate me, I don't my ages have through life.
Love me, I'll drop them too.
Hate me, I always eat peas with a knife.
Love me, I'll eat like you.
Hate me, I often roll down One Tree Hill.
Love me, I'll meet you there.
Hate me, I sometimes go to Rocheville.
Love me, that joy I'll share. Love me, my prejudices are forever dropped.
Hate me, that's not enough.
Love me, I'll come and help you in the shop.
Hate me, the life is rough.
Love me, my grammar I will all forswear.
Hate me, abjure my lot.
Love me, I'll stick sunflowers in my hair.
Hate me, they'll suit you not. At what I'm going to say, be not enraged. I may not love you, for I am engaged.
Engaged, engaged.
Engaged to a maiden fair with bright brown hair and a sweet and simple smile. Who waits for me by the sounding sea on the South Pacific Isle? A lie, no maiden waits me there.
She has bright brown hair.
A lie, no maiden smiles on me.
By the sounding sea.
Agony, rage, despair. The maiden has bright brown hair and mine is as white as snow. False man, it will be your fault if I go to my family vault and bury my lifelong woe.
Oh, agony, rage, despair. Oh, where will this end? Oh, where I should very much like to know. It will very much be my fault if she goes to a family vault to bury her lifelong woe.
False man, it will be your fault if I go to my family vault and bury my lifelong woe. The family vault.
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 The
family vault.
The family vault.
The family vault.
The family vault.
The family vault.
The family vault.
Yes, the family vault.
A new spin on a hate-love relationship where each is asking the other to do the opposite. That was really wonderful.
Yeah, so we have one more number. After all of the hijinks, something really has to be done to right the wrongs caused by this potion. And I don't want to reveal how that takes place or even whether the spell gets broken or not, but I will say, once again, it ends at a celebration at Sir Marmaduke's mansion.
And could I, just before, and I'm so sorry, I want to remind everybody, because I'd like us to go out with you and your number, the sorcerer... It opens, I'm trying to think, on the
21st. Yes.
October 21st through the 30th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the brand new location. Lynette?
Yeah, I want to mention, Larry, we do have two younger members with us today from our cast that maybe you should talk to.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to everybody real quickly, and then we'll go out with you. Who haven't I talked to yet? We didn't get a chance to talk, did we?
We did not. I am Michelle Grace Schaefer, and this time around, this is my second show with the Savoyards, but in the 80s and the 90s, I did a lot of shows with them.
That's wonderful.
And I met my husband, who is also here and also sang.
Not because of the potion. You actually knew him.
No, but he was a sailor and I was a bridesmaid.
Oh.
You know those sailors.
I'm thinking about them right now. Hi, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Chelsea Clydesdale, and I'm 14 years old.
Where do you go to school?
Peters Township High School.
What brought you to this group?
So I've done musical theater since I was 4 years old, and through that I came to be introduced to opera, and I've been here ever since.
Wonderful. Nice to meet you. How about you?
Hi, I'm Inara Manzetti. This is my third show with the Savoyards, and I am 13, turning 14.
And where do you go to school?
I go to North Hills Middle School.
Nice to meet you both. Did we have a chance to talk? I thought so. And we had a chance to talk. We did not have a chance to talk. I won't ask you what grade you're in or anything like that.
Oh, I'm in a very late grade. My name is Jonah Winter,
And this is the fifth show I've done with the Savoyards, although I took 13 years off. So long ago, 16 years ago, I played the role of John Wellington Wells, which I'm playing in this show along with Corey Wingard.
It's very nice to think of the Savoyards as being a constant, such that you get a chance to, if you wish, take some time off and come back.
Hello, I'm Deborah Geary. This is my 10th anniversary with the company. So I started in 2012, and I am one of the Mrs. Partlets. Michelle is the other. And I'm just, this is a great group. So please come see us, because it's going to be fantastic.
Now, we didn't talk to our other Mr. Wells.
Hi, my name is Corey Nile Wingard, and this is my 19th production with the Savoyards. I've been with them since 1998, and the last time I did The Sorcerer, I had the honor of having Jonah as the Sorcerer, and I was Dr. Daly.
Excellent. Nice to meet you. You seem tickled by all this. I was laughing at a lot of these scenes, and you and I were laughing at a lot of the same things. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Eric Schaefer. I first came to the group for a tour of duty in 1980. I thought it was a great place to meet pretty girls, and you've already talked to my wife down there. It's been almost 41 years we're married now.
Congratulations. That's great. Ricky and I have been married for 34 years, and we tell people just one word, stubborn. If you have to be stubborn. That's the secret to a good marriage. Stubborn to stay married. And who do we have? We talked. Of course we did. I want to thank all the orchestra. You guys were wonderful. Thank you.
And now we'll have the last number.
And now